from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line, getting us ready for the home opener, it's Eric Wood. Getting you ready for Bills season, Eric Wood's appearance on WBEM brought to you by Outlet Liquor and Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. All right, Eric, we're ready. Week one, you know, as a player, even now as a broadcaster, how excited do you get for the start of the season?
Yeah, you're excited as an NFL player. Every team around the league's excited. Even if you had a bad season prior, there's always optimism heading into the next season. So, like all of Bills Mafia that's excited to get out to the stadium or watch their team, the players are excited as well.
Yeah, clean slate we start with. You know, you played center. I mean, you played with a lot of quarterbacks in your time here. Connor McGovern takes over at center this year. How much of an adjustment is it for the center and quarterback to kind of get into a rhythm, find a connection?
Yeah, it can take some time, but as much time as they've spent together this offseason, through the spring, through all of training camp and the preseason, there shouldn't be any issues between Josh and Connor to start this year.
Well, hope that's the case and that everything goes smoothly. A lot of questions, though, with how the Bills – and it's kind of interesting, right, in a way, because I think on both sides of the ball here, you got a lot of questions with the Bills offense, the Cardinals offense, a lot of intrigue as to how the two teams are going to look. We'll focus on the Bills, though. No Stephon Diggs. What does it – you have Joe Brady now with the whole offseason to kind of put his system in place. We saw a lot of running the ball at the end of last year. What do you think the Bills look like on Sunday?
Yeah, I think this entire season is going to be a more diverse production from all the skill guys, not trying to rely on Stephon Diggs to get open in certain situations. It's going to be more game plan specific, where some weeks it might be Curtis Samuel, Clear Shakir, Dalton Kincaid might be the focus. And I think because of that, the Bills could be often a little tougher to prepare for. And then I believe we're going to see more of that running game with this offensive line. And as good as they are at run blocking, James Cook, Ray Davis, Ty Johnson in the backfield, and then, of course, Josh Allen being able to run the ball as well some, it's going to be a tough rushing attack to stop as well.
Where's your biggest concern? On which side of the ball? Which position?
Yeah, I'd say defensively. You know, just seeing how these safeties shake out is probably my biggest concern at the start of the season, just because we've had so much stability since 2017. With Jordan Porter and Micah Hyde back there. This is a defense that has given up the least amount of big plays in the league year after year, and a big reason that is because of those two guys. So just being able to fill those shoes and create some stability on the back end. Now, I have a lot of confidence in the guys they've brought in, a guy in DeMar Hamlin stepping in, and the guys that they've drafted, being able to hold down that position. But like anything, when there's change, it may take some time to build that consistency.
On the defensive side of the ball, the Bills have been so good at kind of plugging in. When an injury happens, the next guy steps up, and they've been solid over the years under Sean McDermott. Do you still have that confidence there, or is this a whole new challenge?
No, I have plenty of confidence in it. I mean, whether it's been new corners, people stepping in because of injury, a guy like Terrell Bernard last year comes in, and there's a lot of question marks, and has one of the best seasons for any linebacker in the league last year. I have confidence in the guys that they brought in, the guys that they've developed, and the guys that they'll coach up to fit into their scheme for this upcoming year.
Eric, you talked to Joe Andreessen, Buffalo Joe, for your podcast this week. What did you learn from him? What are your expectations for him, you think?
Yeah, so I had him on my Center on Buffalo podcast. What a refreshing young man he is. Local product, just unbelievable story, I would say. You know, at the start of the year, primarily special teams, if he's active on game day. But, you know, he earned this opportunity in Buffalo. He played well throughout the preseason, got a chance to start and play against the Steelers starters, and was the star of the night there in Pittsburgh. And so he's earned this opportunity. He seems ready for this opportunity. But I think early on, we expect him to play mainly special teams.
Focusing in on the offense, you mentioned it could be game plan specific, who the big target is that week. Maybe, you know, James Cook sees more of the ball some weeks than others. This week in particular, you're going up against Arizona. Lots of unknowns in week one, but teams were running all over them last year. Is that where you think the Bills will start? Plenty of James Cook?
Yeah, I think so. And then as soon as Arizona starts to load the box, bring extra defenders down, closer to the line of scrimmage to stop the run, that's when the big plays can come in the passing game. And, you know, I think initially to start this game, you have to test that defense that really struggled against the run last year, didn't really bring in a whole lot in free agency or the draft to be able to bolster that unit. So, yeah, I think you got to test them early with the run game and see if they shore that up. But like anything, as soon as teams try and compromise their defense to stop one area of your game, that's when you can really exploit them.
You know, got to ask you about last night, Xavier Worthy on the Chiefs, a pick that they got from the Bills, scores two touchdowns. Can you try and take us in the mind of Keon Coleman right now? Where are you feeling the heat at all? Like, a player's got to be watching these standalone, you know, first game of the season. Do you watch a fellow rookie wide receiver, a receiver that the Bills passed on, and start to think, oh, man, you know, do I have to do something special week one?
I hope not, because, you know, initially at the start of their careers, this will be a big topic of conversation. As time goes on, they'll both have their individual, hopefully both individual success in this league. Maybe Xavier not quite as much as Keon, but those are two really talented players drafted first pick of the second round, late first round, essentially kind of same in the same area. So there's obviously going to be comparisons, but for a guy like Keon, he needs to just focus in on what his role is within this offense, which is going to be completely different. We're likely not going to give him a reverse where he gets in for a touchdown. And, I mean, Xavier was uncovered on his receiving touchdown, and I have full confidence that Keon could have made that play too.
All right, I'm sure you've been watching Arizona getting ready for this week one game. What could they bring? What's the threat?
Yeah, last year they had a really solid rushing attack, and I think that they're going to try and shorten this game, keep the ball on the ground, utilize their talented running backs. Kyler Murray can run with the football as well. They're going to try and shorten the game, keep their defense off the field, which is their weaker side of the ball at this point, it appears. And so I'd expect them to try and run the ball a bunch against the Bills. They have a really talented tight end in Trey McBride. And then obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., who they drafted in the top five of the draft at receiver.
Well, hopefully we see something good. Eric, thank you for the time this morning. Can't wait to hear you on the call this Sunday with Chris Brown on WGR. Eric Wood joining us here on WBEN. Kickoff 1 o'clock Sunday. Home opener, season opener, Bills and Cardinals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.